If you live close to downtown Seattle, chances are you've heard the sound over the past few months. It's that long, low horn that reverberates through the air. It only happens every once in a while. So where does the sound come from and why? KUOW's Jim Gates went to find out.
Last Thursday night, there was an online discussion on Reddit about a sound heard throughout Seattle, a loud blast over and over again, until about 1:30 in the morning. Was it a train? A boat? Last call at a Capitol Hill bar? Turns out it was a foghorn, like this one.
It is definitely loud. I mean, I've stood many lookout watches plugging my ears every 2 minutes.
That's Captain George Capacci. He oversees ferry operations for the state. He said the horn from last Thursday was blasting from the Bainbridge Seattle ferry. It's used to tell other vessels to slow down and pay attention when there's restricted visibility, like fog or intense rain.
Snow, sandstorms. But nighttime is not restricted visibility. It's just darkness.
Vessels have lights for that. And Seattle doesn't get too many sandstorms. But when a thick pillow of fog settles on Puget Sound, like it did in October for 14 days in a row, the foghorn gets a workout. Most of the time, the foghorn is sounded from the ship, not land. And it's all automated. The captain just presses a button. The horn goes off every 2 minutes until the ferry finishes the crossing. Now, in an age of high-end navigation systems, a foghorn might seem a little old-fashioned. In fact, all the big ships know exactly where the other ships are. The foghorn is used to warn the smaller vessels, like fishing and pleasure boats. And because the sound wave travels over water, through still, moist air, it can be heard for miles. In fact, back in the day, before GPS, ships used foghorns to help them navigate.
They used to use foghorns to actually measure distance with a stopwatch, and they would sound the signal, measure the time it took to hit land and bounce back, and they would navigate with sound signals. Now, I didn't do that directly. I'm the radar era guy.
Captain George Capacci has worked for ferry systems in Alaska, British Columbia, and Washington. He loves ferries. He even carries one around with him. A toy one, that is. Jeez, what was that?
I have a little toy that I had from BC Ferries, and it's got a little foghorn on it.
Captain Capacci says the sound of the foghorn has a certain romance to it.
I think it harkens back to an earlier day when, despite all our sophistication and electronic equipment, you've got these foghorns sounding that let you know that there's people on watch, there's mariners out there keeping the water safe.
The call of the foghorn, watching over the sound as the rest of us sleep. I'm Jim Gates for KUOW.